I think Stenson will have, I mean, Spieth will have a better year this year. You know, I think he tried to get too much distance off the tee. And then and maybe Ricky Fowler can, when he lost in the playoff this year at Phoenix, I think it sort of set him back just a little bit. But as far as the young guys, Justin Thomas just won. He has got the distance and his buddy of Ricky Fowler, and he's got a lot in that DeChambeau, you know, with those all one length clubs. Maybe he'll do something. Very smart kid, very nice kid. And then Emiliano Grillo is he's a really a good player, got a great game and expects a lot. He's not happy just being where he's at. He wants to be great. So, you know, some of the tried and true players, maybe they can, you know, maybe McIlroy's the one that showed a lot of firepower at the Ryder Cup, and of course he won the FedEx Cup, and then he won Deutsche Bank, and so he might regain back to number one. Good chance he'll go back to number one. Thank you.
Yeah. Johnny, first off, a special WGA event. Can you talk a little bit about this organization and what it does for caddies and caddies overall in the game of golf?
Oh, man. Western Golf Association, Western Open, you know, as you know, it was a major at one time, and a lot of history there and a lot of great things have happened over the years, but probably the best thing that Chicago area has done is produce these caddy programs at all the clubs. All the clubs have walk-only caddy mandatory, and it's amazing how it can change young people's lives, get them involved in the game, and you know they probably end up playing for the rest of their lives. And of course, they get to college with a scholarship, and it's a wonderful program what they have going with the caddy Evans Scholarship Caddy Program. So. It's the number one in the country. There's nobody even close to as efficient as they have it going here in Chicago.
Johnny, is it nice to see some of these destination courses now saying walking only, whether it's Whistling Straits, Bandon Dunes? A lot of people walk at Pinehurst. There's a few other courses being built with walking only restrictions.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for, let's say, a guy like myself has had five knee operations and then lower legs aren't too good and my right hip's not too good. You know, I can't really... the twisting in the game and walking is pretty hard, but you know, they probably you can get a medical cart, you know. But for anybody that can, you know, I'm sort of like an old set of tires. I've walked so much and run so much in my life that sort of worn the threads out, you know. But I think it's the way to play golf. I think you get the inspiration playing the game, and the little voice talks to you like what you should be doing or what you shouldn't be doing. The time when you're walking, and it's almost spiritual. The game is more spiritual with walking only, no doubt about it.
Even the U.S. Open course next year is a walking-only golf course. I know you probably wish you had a bigger role at the U.S. Open next year, but I'm assuming you'll be at Erin Hills in some capacity?
Possibly. I'll know in about a month of whether I'm going to be there or not. But, I was at Erin Hills about 30 days ago, walked the course, the back nine, and it's an amazing piece of property, but no history. You know, it's hard to. The U.S. Open is all about history, you know, and so when you bring it to a new course, like, you know, it's just so much harder to get people to have the same passion that they get for Augusta National or Pebble Beach or Pinehurst or whatever, you know. So hopefully, we have a great finish with top players, and that supersedes the fact that nobody knows any of the holes.
When we talked to you in the spring at Medina, you were talking about what it'd be like to go back to Oakmont where you won the U.S. Open. Yeah. What, now looking back at it, what do you take? What did you see there at that U.S. Open, and how much fun was it for you to see the Open that contested there again?
Well, Oakmont is one of those courses that's had more U.S. Opens than any other course, I think. And there's a spirit there that the players, they just... It's a reverent thing. I mean, they just are in awe when they go to Oakmont. They fear the greens. They know it's the ultimate challenge of ball striking and putting and chipping. And I think the real top players relish the ultimate test. It's like the ultimate golfing test, you know. And so I didn't hear anybody complain about it, even though it was tough. And some of them shot not very good scores because, of course, if you're not on your A game, it's going to beat you up, but I think they really love that course. That is quite a course.
Can you tell us a little bit about the glove that you're involved with here with a Chicago-based company? It looks like there's yet another new model coming out with GPS attachment.
Yeah, I'm with Zero Friction. I, you know, at my age, 69, to even have an endorsement deal R2 is unusual, to be really honest. And it's such a good glove that I said, hey, you know, that's a cool glove. And then, of course, they got the Johnny Miller glove. Now they got the, you know, the GPS built into the glove, which is the first company to do that. And I think it's pretty nice. It's very easy to read even without my glasses. And you can't feel it when you grip the club. You can't feel it. It's just a little guy. And then when you switch gloves, you can put it on the new glove. So I think it's, yeah, they've had a good product. And John Icano's done a good job with that company. So I'm happy to be with them.
Johnny, what would you say about the state of American golf these days? Somebody just pointed out that the Ryder Cup's in U.S. hands, the President's Cup's in U.S. hands. On the ladies' side, the Solheim Cup and the International Crown Trophies are also in the U.S. hands. What does that say about golf in America right now?
Well, the junior programs in the U.S., there's so many junior programs all over the country. There's nothing like it anywhere in the world. So you got, even in California, you got the Northern Cal Junior Golf Association. LA's got the Southern California. I mean, I started the Utah Junior Golf, and it's about 3,000 kids. I mean, it's just, and then you got the AJGA, and then, of course, the amateur tournaments. And there's a tournament just to keep you getting better all the time. And that's why a lot of the great foreign players come over to college in the U.S. because they want to test themselves and see how good they are against the U.S. competition. So we are the grooming ground for greatness in the United States. It's amazing. Forget the tours. I'm just talking about, you know, junior golf and then collegiate golf and then amateur golf. The amount of great tournaments like the Western Amateur, my son almost won that twice, my son Andy, and that's probably in the top two greatest amateur tournaments. And, you know, it just, there's so many good places to play and tough competition, and that's how you become great.
Johnny, final question for you. Just if you could look into the crystal ball a little bit, what do you see in the golf world come 2017?
Well, I think that, you know, golf is sort of on a high right now. We had the great finish at the Olympics with Stenson and Rose. Yeah, the guys, you know, the majors were won by, not guys you'd expect, maybe say Willett, nobody, but I'm not sure how he's going to do, and Dustin Johnson's probably the guy that you got to watch out for. He could be number one on and off for the next 5, 6, 7 years if he keeps putting the way he is. And then Stenson's looking really good. And Rory McIlroy has got so much confidence from winning the FedEx and Deutsche Bank and how he played in the Ryder Cup. And he seems to have gotten his putting back, and that's good to see. And I just think that there's a lot of guys. Jason Day, if he can stay healthy, he's probably maybe the best player, but he's not consistently the best player. Tiger Woods spoiled us all. He was always there. Where Jason Day is either when he's good, he can beat everybody easily, and then he's got Jason Day 2, and that isn't always so good. And Spieth did it with not the long ball, and I think he tried to get too much distance this last year off the tee, and he needs to go back to hitting it smoother and hopefully work on his patience a little bit. He has a tendency to get a little. And then there's other guys, you know, Patrick Reed could be, you know, he played so great at the Ryder Cup. That was probably the greatest front nine match in history of golf between him and Rory. They were 5, 6, 7, and 8 were 9 under par between the two of them for 4 holes. So, I don't know. There's a lot of good storylines. Maybe Ricky Fowler will get it going again. But
Tiger coming back and playing?
Yeah, I mean, Tiger, you know, I want to see him play and see how he likes playing, you know. But he's in a position, he never teed it up again. Byron Nelson quit early. I quit. Not that I'm on that level, but I quit early. Norman quit early. Faldo quit early. All Hall of Famers. I'm not saying Tiger. Tiger's almost the same age as those four are mentioned. I think he's got some golf left. I think he might even, I said he might win 6 or 8 more tournaments if he has the desire. And so be sure good for golf if he can go up against these young guys. And so I'm pulling for him.